Bone Boy Speaks, episode 643, TwitPic Still Alive.
I've been a Twitter user since the beginning, and you know, I remember the days when sharing media required third-party services because Twitter themselves had no mechanism by which to share pictures and stuff. You could easily use a service like TwitPic, which I think was the best at the time, or at least they made it pretty easy, and third-party clients ended up using it. So if you wanted to share a picture on Twitter, that's how you did it. Now, it amazes me to this day that Twitter still doesn't provide a native hosting service for video or audio. You still have to use third-party services for that. I guess most people share pictures, so that's probably why they did that. But TwitPic, for the longest time, was still the predominant way to do it. And if you used third-party clients, TwitPic was always an option that you could use. Consequently, a lot of long-time Twitter users have got a lot of pictures on TwitPic. And I went and looked, and yep, sure enough, I've got a lot of pictures on TwitPic. And I haven't used it in, 3 years or more. But I think I started using it about 5.5 years ago, and so it was kind of a turning point, I guess, or not a turning point, but a marker when it had announced that it was going to shut down because of a trademark dispute with Twitter. And basically, what Twitter was going to do, because the TwitPic and Twitter, I guess, sound too similar or whatever, Twitter said, "Well, if you don't give in to our demands, we're going to basically cut off your access to the API." And so the TwitPic guys said, "Okay, we're done." Before the supposed shutdown, which the folks from archive.org tried rapidly to spider TwitPic to ensure that no pictures would be lost and that people could still find their old pictures, and TwitPic was blocking them. But then TwitPic came back and said, "Psych, we're not going to be shut down. Somebody has acquired us. We'll release more details later." So that's as much as we know about the TwitPic thing. Personally, I'm not sure if you're a Twitter user, I'm not sure why you'd use a third-party service. In fact, I don't even think the native Twitter client on iOS, at least, even lets you use third-party services anymore. Now, if you want to upload videos and stuff, you still have to use a third-party service. And I've used MobiPicture for a bunch of photos, or if I want to upload a video, or I just upload it to Instagram or one of these other, any number of other services. But it is what it is. And so I guess TwitPic lives on, but I don't know why anybody would still want to use it. I mean, I guess it has some historical value, and it does appear from looking at their homepage that people still use TwitPic, but why? I guess old habits die hard, or there are some third-party clients on things that where Twitter doesn't have a native application of their own, and so I guess some people still use that. It was really easy to get, but yeah, just kind of leaving it on the homepage, I still see a new pictures coming in as I'm sitting here recording this. So I guess people still use it. It's maybe not as not as much as maybe Twitter's own hosting, but it's there, and it looks like it will live on for until we find out what's happened with them and who's acquired it. And I'm sure this trademark dispute thing with Twitter will go on. Who knows? Maybe Twitter acquired it, but nobody's saying. We'll just have to wait and see.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.